Sam and Amy.
This is Gem 106.
Sam and Amy with you on the station that's now Gem 106. Now, on Friday, we had a very, very exciting day, didn't we?
We did indeed.
Enjoyed meeting Ronan very much,
did
you?
I did. Lovely chap.
He's quite a flirty chap, wasn't he? A good-looking guy as well. Well, of course, he performed on Thursday night. Ronan Keating did with the rest of Boyzone at the arena on Thursday, on his birthday, the night of his birthday. So when Amy and I were going to go and meet him on the Friday, we were worried we might face a bit of a hangover.
Yeah.
The reason we met him is because he's teamed up recently with Burt Bacharach to release a new album, which is called When Ronan Met Burt. And this is what happened when we met Ronan.
Well, this doesn't happen very often. Mm. Normally we're in our studio, but we are in the Lace Market Hotel, very posh, with Ronan Keating.
Hey, good morning. How's it going? I'm sorry about my eyes. They look like pee holes in the snow this morning.
Come on, admit why are you feeling a bit ropey?
We had a bit of a party. It was my birthday yesterday, so I'm allowed. I have a party. So I had one. We went a bit crazy. We had a great gig last night in Nottingham. Awesome, in the arena. And we came back here to the hotel, and the staff very kindly stayed on, and we had a lovely dinner, and haven't had much sleep, pretty much. What time is it now? It's 12 o'clock, and I've probably had about 3 or 4 hours sleep, maybe.
I can imagine Keith and Shane are quite naughty boys, and Mikey, to be fair. who was up the latest?
Shano always somehow does it, yeah. He remains, you know, the champion non-sleeper on this tour.
So you're in the bar here until...
Well, we're here, yeah. We're
5 or 6. In the restaurant, then.
Yeah,
we
were all over the place.
5 or 6.
I don't know where we went after here, but we were everywhere. It was good fun.
So you're out around Nottingham?
Yeah, we've been out a few times, yeah. I've had a good few nights in Nottingham, actually.
Where did you go last night?
Don't know. No idea. It's good fun, though.
That's a sign of a good night. Well, we did know it was your birthday.
Right.
And we've bought you a little bit of a present.
Oh, wow, cool.
So I hope you like it. I've been following you on Twitter, and I noticed that you're quite a fan of Eddie Stobart.
I am.
Yeah, so we've bought you...
Oh, deadly, look at that. That's cool. For those of you at home who can't see this, it's an Eddie Stobart truck. Little one.
Is that your
There's no
little...
name on the front of it. We'll have to name it.
Oh,
you know,
not,
all the Eddie Stobart
it?
Trucks are named. You know that, right? What do we call it?
Ronan.
Nah, that's boring.
Can't call it Ronan. What can we call it?
Well, we don't know where you went out last night, but nice to name it after somewhere you went out last night.
We call it Gem. Let's call it Gem.
Gem.
Call it Gem. Nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Now, Ronan, let's talk about your new album, because I'm a little bit disappointed about one thing in it.
Okay.
Because we're huge fans of Burt.
Okay.
Who, of course, you teamed up with Burt Bacharach on the album.
Yeah.
And my favourite Burt Bacharach song is The Story of My Life.
All right.
And the reason it is because when I went on a lad's snowboarding holiday a couple of years ago, we learnt it, all the lyrics, and sung it all the way there.
Okay.
He didn't perform it on the album.
I didn't. But here, look, you know what? It was such a brilliant collaboration that maybe there'll be volume two, who knows?
Brilliant.
You know, we'll see, man. He has so many songs. When we went through the list, we worked together on picking the songs. And there's just so many. I mean, there's Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. I left that one out. Alfie, I left that one out. I mean, it's just... There's so many brilliant songs that, you know, we had to only pick 10, so there was always going to be a few people that were peed off it with the choice. But what a brilliant, you know, for me, what an honour, you know, to get to work with Burt in Capitol Studios in Los Angeles. Studio A as well, which is where, you know, Sinatra did everything. And it was very intimidating, incredibly intimidating for me. I mean, I've been doing this for 17 years, and I've worked with the greats, from Elton John to Pavarotti, and just to be in a room with a 40-piece orchestra and Burt behind the controls, it was intimidating, you know. And as a singer, you kind of, you know, you make a song your own as best you can. So he's you know, I'm trying to make this record my own record and sound like mine, but he's got his finger on the button going, hey Ronan, just sing the melody I wrote, you know. My knees are shaking, really? My hands are going, you know. And I was like, whoa, okay mate, no problem.
Well,
my,
so you're trying to go just go off slightly.
Well, yeah, you just kind of make it your own, you know. You don't try to change the song, but you just try to make it your own a little bit and give it your own feel, because look, there's been millions of versions of these songs, so as you know, this is a new fresh idea. So you know, you try to make the songs fresh and new and interesting for people. Mm.
It's amazing that he's 84 as well.
And look, on it, man. 40-piece orchestra going off, and he stops mid song and goes, "Hey, cello, you're playing G C D. You should be playing G D C." And everyone's like, "What? How can you hear that?"